So how do you feel today? The title of the message today is how to deal with how you feel. How to deal with how you feel. Verse for our consideration is Mark 12, 29 to 30. The most important commandment is this: you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Do you notice the emotion in the words of Jesus? We're asked to consider today that God would desire for us to worship Him with all our being, which includes passionately and emotionally, with our feelings. So that's what we're going to deal with this morning. Our feelings, our emotions. I'm going to start off with, what do we need to know about understanding our emotions? We've got a few things to consider. There's many more, of course, but for our consideration, number one, God has emotions. I don't know if I think about that a whole lot. I don't know about you. But God has emotions, and we see that in the Scriptures. God has joy and grief, pain, anger, even hatred toward evil. Our God is a God of emotions. And our ability to feel, this is number two, is a gift from God. Consider this unbelievable verse in the Bible. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." God didn't create us to be robots, pre-programmed. We have blessings. We're blessed to have feelings and to feel. So having said that, there's two extremes then for us to consider. Two extremes maybe to avoid in terms of emotions. The first side of it is emotionalism. Maybe you know people who are this way. Everything is emotions and driven by emotions, and the goal might be to feel good all the time. That can be an idol, really. Emotionalism. And the way other side of it is stoicism. Do you know any stoics? Are you a stoic, perhaps? Feeling that you don't need to show any emotions or even feel any emotions. It's pretty interesting because we can think about denominations, perhaps, can't we, in churches, church bodies that might hold to one extreme or the other. But feelings are important. Final thing for us to consider before we dive in is that God gave us a complete book, a book of songs. Psalms, to help us understand emotions. The Psalms are filled with really every human emotion that there is. Dig into the Psalms to learn about how to pray and how to sing to the Lord, and no matter what the emotion is. Now this week in small groups, in the connecting time following this and then throughout the week, we're going to deal with how to heal damaged emotions. How to heal damaged emotions. But this morning we're going to learn about how to manage our emotions. And again, this is about the temporal, about our life here, of loving our neighbors as ourselves. It's not about earning anything, earning our salvation with the Lord, but this book is filled with wisdom. And how to live this life in the daily lives that we live, to live fruitful lives. So let's look at four reasons why we need to manage our emotions. Why we need to manage our emotions. First one is, because my feelings are often unreliable. Would you agree with that? Our feelings are often unreliable. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." Have you heard this saying? If it feels right, do it. It's not always true, is it? Our feelings are often unreliable. Number two, I don't want to be manipulated by my feelings. Think about advertising and salespeople. And if you're a salesperson, obviously all salespeople aren't bad or evil. But they often manipulate, don't they, our emotions, our feelings. They try to get us in the moment and maybe to buy spontaneously without thinking. Our emotions and feelings can be manipulated. Proverbs 25:28 says, "Like an open city with no defenses is the man with no check on his feelings." Our old nature gets in the way as well. And we talked about that last week, our old nature in relation to our mind, but it's the same in relation to our feelings. Proverbs 25:28, "A person without self-control is as defenseless as a city with broken down walls." Now, one of Satan's biggest tools is the motion of negativity. He wreaks havoc in our lives, working in the negative. We had this verse last week as well, but 1 Peter 5:8, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Number three, we want to manage our emotions because we want to please God. Again, it's not to earn any favors, but we want God to be God of our life, so we need to manage our emotions. Romans 8, 6 through 8, to be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. We want to please God. Finally, the last reason we need to manage our emotions is because we want to succeed in life. We all want to succeed, don't we? Live a successful life. We define that in different ways, but it's interesting that more and more studies all the time talk about how much more important our EQ, familiar with that term, our emotional quotient, how much more important our EQ is in our success and our ability to live our lives than is our IQ. And our EQ is our ability to manage, to understand our emotions, to be able to manage them and to control them to some degree, to understand other people as well. That's EQ. Proverbs 5:23 says, "People get lost and die because of their foolishness and lack of self-control." 1 Peter 4:2, "From now on you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will, not by human desires." How then? How do we control or manage our emotions? You know, we're all pretty calm and appears to be anyway peaceful sitting here this morning. Probably easier in this state to think about controlling. But it's not always that easy, is it? So the first thing we need to do, it's the three steps that Rick Warren lays out for us. First thing we need to do is name it. We need to name it, and then we need to challenge it, and the final thing is we need to tame it. That's how we're going to manage our emotions. So first one, name it. It says, you know, you can't manage a vague feeling. Got to be able to know the why. To dig a little bit deeper. Have you ever had anybody ask you how you're feeling and you aren't able to identify it. How are you feeling right now? It's not so easy always, is it, to get in touch with the feeling or to name it, to call it out. When my boys were little, one time we have a saying in my family called the Hoover Dam moment. And what happened was we were on a trip to the West Coast and we stopped and went through and saw the Hoover Dam on our way through. And our boys were very young. And we didn't plan very well. And when we got there, everybody was very hungry. And the boys were not very happy. In fact, they were one of the, I can't remember which one, and doesn't matter. But one of them was crying, getting angry. And the thing is, they were hungry. And we needed to name what was going on here, to get a little deeper in what was going on. And from that time forward, my wife is very in tune to these things. But even now, maybe if it's her and myself, she will say, you know what? We probably should stop somewhere because we're on the verge of a Hoover Dam moment. And so she has this good ability to name it, to get to where, what the source is of maybe the anger or the frustration or whatever it is coming out. So number one, we need to name the feeling. What is going on? Why am I feeling that way? Psalm 55:2, my thoughts are restless and I'm confused. We need to name the feeling, figure out what is going on. So the second thing is we need to challenge our feelings. And we talked about this already, but you know, our feelings aren't always accurate. They're not always accurate, are they? Sometimes they just happen, like a Hoover Dam moment. We might lash out, we might become angry, whatever it is, fearful. What's at the root of that? Challenge that. Psalm 26:2 says, Lord, cross-examine me. Test my motives and my affections. Why? Why am I lashing out this way? Why am I feeling this way? We're to ask three questions, or this is a suggestion for us this morning. Three questions to help us identify or to challenge our feelings. And the first one is this. What's the real reason I'm feeling like this? It's probably a good place to start. Why am I feeling like this? That in itself would help us to pause into maybe not be in a moment of anger or whatever it is. And then the second question is this. Is it true? Is what I'm feeling right now true? Is it accurate? And number three, is it helping or hurting me? Is it helping or hurting? Have you ever been in a restaurant and had a really, really bad service? Just this week, perhaps? Is it helpful to get angry or short or frustrated with your server? It usually makes things worse, doesn't it? Or maybe driving in traffic with frustration growing and anger perhaps. Is it helpful to feel those emotions, to act perhaps inappropriately on those feelings or emotions? Of course not. To be able to challenge those emotions, those feelings. And that leads to number three, tame. Tame our emotions. We talked about managing our minds last week. It's the same for today. Manage our feelings. Manage our emotions. Two ways we're given to manage them, to tame them. The first is to change them. Easier said than done, perhaps. The second is channel. Channel them. Maybe channel them to something good. Something positive. Philippians 2:5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Easier said than done, but it's our challenge nevertheless. So how do we tame these? Let's dig a little deeper. We can't do it on our own. I mean, let's be honest. It's easy to say we need to change our emotion, change our feelings, or we need to channel them, of course. But how? We need help from the Lord. Zechariah 4:6 says, you will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord all-powerful. So two suggestions to get us started in managing, taming our feelings. Every day, ask God to fill me with His Spirit. Ask the Lord to help us. Galatians 5:22-23. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are pretty good things. You ever think about this? Whatever is inside of you will come out. You ever think about that? Whatever is inside of us will come out. That's challenging. Ask the Lord to lead us by His Holy Spirit every day. And then second, ask God to help me manage my mouth. That's another challenging one, isn't it? Proverbs 13:3, self-control means controlling the tongue. It's a lot of power in our tongue, and it causes a lot of different feelings and emotions, doesn't it? Make God's word our word. Psalm 119:11, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And Psalm 19, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Ask the Lord's help every day, even in every moment. I'd like to close with these words from Philippians. As we think about managing our emotions, the Lord is near. That's a good starting point. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, all emotions, all feelings, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll now receive our morning tithes and offerings.